2020, renewable fuels, a blend obligation. But that's okay because it sends the right signal to industry that EPA must account for those waived gallons. And that was really the most important thing that we could accomplish in this discussion and with this fix is that those gallons would be accounted for. Now, the White House also signaled an interest in trying to help with access to higher blends of ethanol. So, for instance, to allow fuel marketers to run E15 through their existing E10 infrastructure. USDA will be coming forward with a program to help invest in the infrastructure that we need to offer higher blends of ethanol and biodiesel. So we've got the near-term signal that's being sent to the industry, and we've got a longer-term demand signal that's being sent to industry, and we're excited on both fronts.